Well, actually, all my life, except for Hawaii, so I told you my dad was in the Navy. So I lived in Washington, D.C. when I was two, so I don't remember that. And then I grew up in Hawaii for 4 years. And then we went to the Philippines, and then we went to Korea. So actually, I didn't come to the United States until I was in eighth grade, which even though I was a U.S. citizen and even though I went to a military school, it was a big culture shock for me to come to the United States. It was so different from what I thought it would be like that I actually struggled with my own identity as a teenager. So when I was excited. I was like, oh, the United States is gonna be fun, and then like it's all the stuff that I saw from the movies and the TV. But when I came here, I realized that life was hard, and that even in the schools, like everyone kind of knew everyone, and there was cliques and. It wasn't the same kind of feeling that I got when I was in school in the Philippines and in Korea, where everyone liked everyone, everyone got along. It was more of like who was popular and who fit in. And also, when I was used to being around a lot of like Filipinos or people of color, but the area that my parents decided to live in San Diego was majority white, and so. I struggled with my own identity as Filipino coming here because I didn't feel like I belonged. And so I used to talk Tagalog all the time, and then when I was in high school, I was like, I don't want to talk Tagalog anymore because I wanted to fit in with everyone else. So I started to kind of disown the culture a little bit. And in San Diego, a lot of times people call new immigrants fobs. I don't like that term, but unfortunately, when I was younger, I used it because I didn't know any better. And that created that divide between like new immigrants and people who are American citizens. But I kind of was in the middle, so it was weird.